Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
McLaughlin, who's Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
Somebody named Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
So do you know Caitlin Albert?
I do.
You friends with Caitlin Albert?
I would say more acquaintances, not close friends.
Here's the defense attorney for Karen Reed talking about why she believes that Kate McLaughlin perjured herself in that testimony that we just took a look at.
Late last night, we received another photo where Katie McLaughlin and Caitlin Albert are standing next to each other in a photo at a baby shower in June of 2021, about 8 months before John O'Keefe's death. It's very clear to us that Katie McLaughlin perjured herself. And I wanted to discuss the issue of the admissibility of not only the photographs that we're now providing that we just received over the weekend.
So you got a picture of her at a baby shower with Caitlin Albert. Does that really change the testimony that Kate McLaughlin gave? In all honesty, I mean, it's a baby shower. You're end up with pictures of all sorts of people that you don't maybe necessarily are that close with.
You know, especially defending a murder case, you want to be as zealous as you can, paint the facts in the best light possible. But sometimes you can take it too far. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can overstate your case. And especially when you're talking to the judge and you're accusing a first responder of perjury, you better come with it. You better have something to back that up. And a photo of two people at a baby shower does not equate to perjury, and nor does it really diminish the testimony from the first responder, in my opinion.
Now, it's not going to obviously change any of the opinions of the diehard Karen Reed supporters who are just, you know, nothing's going to change their mind. Even if there was, I think, video of her hitting him, I think they'd still be like, she didn't do it. But is this going to affect the jury? Is this going to play well to the jury? Or are they going to kind of see through this and like, you're really kind of stretching here?
You know, I'm worried that When you overstate your case, sometimes you lose a ton of credibility. It looks like you're grabbing at straws and you're kind of just hoping for something to materialize when you don't have really the substantial evidence to back it up. So I think the jury could even be a bit insulted by, the allegation that it's this massive law enforcement conspiracy, but then, you know, not being able to back it up from defense.
A lot of this goes back to the homeowners, and they're trying to say, you know, Chris Elbert had a part in this, Caitlin Elbert had a part in this, and it's all tied together. Another person that they're trying to discredit is Sergeant Lank, who had known childhood friends with these individuals, and it's an interesting interaction that we hear about here as Sergeant Lank talks about his relationship with Chris Elbert, the homeowner, when he approached him at a totally different night, has nothing to do with the case. But again, they're trying to show that there's some sort of bias and maybe Sergeant Lank is making special exceptions for Chris Elbert. We'll get your reaction on the other side. Let's take a look.
What about Chris Elbert?
Yes, I know Chris.
How long have you known Chris?
Since childhood.
And how would you describe your relationship with Chris Elbert?
Chris and I were pretty good friends growing up, right into our 20s. Still friendly when I see him.
Back in 2002 in August, while you were off duty, were you out either drinking with Chris or in some way at a restaurant or a bar with Chris?
No.
Were you close in proximity to Chris when he was out drinking and at a bar?
No.
Was he at a restaurant?
I don't know where he was.
Were you at a bar?
I was.
At some point, did you realize that Chris was getting into some sort of a physical altercation with somebody else in a parking lot?
Yes.
Did you jump in into a fist fight in order to protect Chris Albert?
Chris actually approached my vehicle and started to describe an altercation that he had been in previously in the night.
Ultimately, when you realized that Chris Albert was in some sort of fracas, some sort of fight or altercation, you activated yourself as a police officer at the time.
He wasn't in a fracas when he approached my vehicle. He approached my vehicle and stated that he had been in an altercation earlier in the night with one of the LaPalato brothers, and that during that altercation, threats were made against him and his family, and he was seeking advice because he knew as a police officer as to how he should go forward. And as I was telling him what to do, that's when a group of men started to walk down Washington Street towards Chris. And he said, oh, no, here they come.
Isn't it true that after Alfredo was handcuffed and, for all intents and purposes, physically incapacitated, you then approached Mark LaPalato?
No.
You got into a fight with Mark LaPalato, though?
Yes.
You punched him in the face?
At one point after he had struck me, yes.
So all of this situation emanated from you coming to the aid of Chris Albert, your friend, longtime childhood friend, correct?
It had nothing to do with it being Chris Albert.
Isn't it true that it had everything to do with it being Chris Albert?
No.
So just a regular random guy off the street, you would have conducted yourself the exact same way?
Absolutely.
Isn't it true it had nothing to do with the Chris Albert? It had everything to do with Chris. No. he just stayed true to his story. He was a law enforcement officer, very much, you know, describing a scene of being in law enforcement mode, not, hey, buddy, I'm going to keep some tabs on you, going to help you out with those LaPalato brothers because you don't want them. Super Mario's are down the road. Those LaPalatos, though, those are the ones you got to look out for. Did this play well to a jury?
You know, we hear about this fracas coming into the fold here.
And bonus points for fracas being used twice in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I have not heard that in the courtroom since 1834. But it was quite interesting. But it does kind of show that the sergeant did have sort of a protective measure that he took for this Chris Albert person who's associated with the house where all this went down. You know, it does have an air of being kind of incestuous on the law enforcement side. All these people sort of know each other.
Yeah.
And are there inferences that one can draw from that? Yes. But should good defense attorney be so heavy-handed in how he's trying to put those inferences forth? I'm not sure.
Well, it's a small community. They're going to have connections with each other. No matter where you are, that's going to exist. It doesn't mean they're all conspiring to kill their friend, but it does show that there's a connection. But just because there's a connection, it doesn't necessarily mean there's a murder conspiracy with it. And that's the
totally and you know, in small communities, that it's actually pretty common for people to know witnesses, to know defendants, to know officers involved. So it's nothing terribly unusual.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.